Today on The Wisdom Journey, you're going to learn that no matter how much you prepare, you're never really prepared for the future unless you're committed to praising and worshiping God.
There's an old proverb that says, to be prepared is half the victory. Well, the Lord is certainly preparing His people Israel for their journey that's going to take them through the wilderness all the way to the promised land. Now, here in chapters 7 through 9 of the book of Numbers, the preparation is going to continue. In fact, the way Moses records these events is sending a clear message that the Lord's preparation is coming to a completion. The people of God are now ready to follow Him. Now, you need to understand that the events recorded here in chapters 7 through 9 actually occur chronologically before Numbers chapters 1 through 6. And I believe it's laid out this way to emphasize that the Lord has done His part in preparing the people of Israel. So the question remains, are the people of Israel ready to do their part in following Him? So let's find out what happens in Numbers chapter 7 and verse 1. On the day when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle and had anointed and consecrated it with all its furnishings, the chiefs of the tribes approached and brought their offerings before the Lord. 6 wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the chiefs, and for each 1 an ox. They brought them before the tabernacle. So it's as if the Lord is saying here, load them up, bring the wagons here. And it looks like Moses and the people are beginning to do their part. At the Lord's instruction, Moses gives the wagons to the Levites to help transport the tabernacle structure. Keep in mind now, they're still at Mount Sinai, but they're soon going to be heading out. Now, we see here in verse 10 and verse 11 that the chiefs of the tribes bring offerings for the dedication of the altar of sacrifice. And this happens to be one of the longest chapters in the entire Bible, all the way from verse 12 to verse 88, you have a lengthy description of these offerings. Each tribe offers the exact same gifts. They're detailed here beginning in verse 13. 1 silver plate, 1 silver basin, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish full of incense, 1 bull from the herd, 1 ram, 1 male lamb, 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, 1 year old. Now, if you're reading through the Bible and you get to a chapter like this one and the same offering is repeated 12 times, about the 3rd time through, you're going to skip it and go to the end of the chapter. And you're going to wonder, why the redundancy here? Well, the repetition emphasizes several truths. First of all, this is a ceremony. Each tribe is going to make their way to offer these gifts. And repeating the gifts makes it clear that no tribe is superior to any other. Even the smallest tribe is not inferior in the sight of God. They have equal privileges, equal access to God, equal standing in the covenant. They are all equally God's people. There's something else here, too. Moses recorded the presentation of each tribe's gift because each gift was of equal value before God. In fact, if you understand the context here, this passage would have been read aloud. This is actually a ceremony of great grandeur. It's kind of like a graduation where every graduate's full name is read along with the honors received. And we watch each graduate, you know, parade across the platform. Well, here, each tribe is called. The members of that tribe would parade in front of the assembly represented by the chiefs. They're all filled with this sense of pleasure and honor because they are all fulfilling their responsibility. And don't miss this. This is all by God's design here, which means that God is taking pleasure and enjoyment in His people offering their costly gifts to His glory and for His service. Let me make one more observation here, and I want to quote Warren Wiersbe. The fact that God noted and recorded each name and each gift indicates his love for and interest in individual believers. He knows our names, John 10, verse 3. He's recorded them individually in his heavenly register, Luke chapter 10. So when we stand before the Lord, he will see us individually. And then shall every man have praise of God, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You know what this means? This means nobody will be overlooked and nobody gets lost in the crowd. Now here in Numbers chapter 8, the Levites are ordained and commissioned to serve as the assistants to Aaron and his sons there in the work of the tabernacle. The first thing they do is take a bath. Then they put on clean clothes. The people lay hands on them, and that means they recognize that these Levites are going to be representing them in their service and in the offering of the sacrifices. And now we read here in chapter 8 and verse 22, and after that, the Levites went in to do their service in the tent of meeting, that is the tabernacle. Now, verses 24 and 25 inform us that they will serve from the age of 25 to 50. It seems like they retired from service at the age of 50. Now, does that mean you can't serve the Lord after the age of 50? I hope that's not true because I'm over 50. Well, for these assistants, keep in mind the heavy lifting. They're managing animals. They're lifting oxen on top of this altar. This was physically demanding work that required a lot of muscle. So this is really a way of protecting them from harm in their later years. So with the consecration of the Levites, another element of preparation for the nation is now complete. Now over here in chapter 9, the Lord reminds the people of Israel regarding the Passover celebration, which they observe here at Mount Sinai. The Lord doesn't want them to forget their deliverance from Egypt, especially as they prepare to set out from Sinai and head into the wilderness toward the promised land. They need to remember that the Lord was able to lead them this far, provide for them thus far, protect them in the past, and they can trust him to protect them in the future. Now, we're given a description in chapter 9 of this glory cloud that descended on the tabernacle that reveals the presence of God. This is the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that's going to lead the people all the way through the wilderness. Verse 17 says, "Whenever the cloud lifted from over the tent, after that the people of Israel set out, and in the place where the cloud settled down, there the people of Israel camped." Well, God has prepared his people. He's prepared the leaders. And you know, his message to Israel and to us couldn't be any clearer. There's a time for us to do our part and follow him in faith. Well, until next time, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was a lesson, Stephen, entitled, "The Preparation is Complete," here on The Wisdom Journey. The Wisdom Journey is available in video format. If you'd enjoy watching Stephen's teaching, you can do that. We post each day's video to our website, so you can follow along at wisdomonline.org. You can also subscribe to the Wisdom International YouTube channel. Either way, you'll enjoy watching in addition to listening.